I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 987, The Voice. TV has gotten pretty creative in the way they package the same idea in different shows. So you had American Idol that became a springboard for people like Carrie Underwood and Scotty McQuarrie. But you also had shows like The Masked Singer, where people dress up in ridiculous costumes and judges try to guess their identity. And then there's The Voice. In the global singing competition, the judges have their backs to the person singing. In this way, the singer is judged entirely on his or her voice and not on his or her appearance. When they turn their chairs around, sometimes the judges see the sort of person they imagined. Other times they're surprised at the appearance of the person connected with the voice they've just heard. Well, God had the idea first. The voice he introduced was a waymaker, a path clearer, a God announcer. It was not about his clothes, because he was not up on the latest Jerusalem fashions. It was not about his diet. He ate bugs, okay? And it wasn't about fancy houses. He lived in the desert. In fact, it wasn't about him at all. It was about who he was pointing to. And that's the point. After all, he was just the voice. This podcast, T2G, is about the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. We can't love well if we make life all about ourselves. Sometimes our ego gets in the way of love. We start to believe our own press reports. We start to soak in affirmation to unhealthy levels. As I like to say, we begin to think we're all that in a bag of chips. John the Baptist had to have the temptation to go down that road. Mark's gospel begins with him this way: the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And listen to what it says next. "And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." Man, that's enough to give anybody a big head. If all of Seattle were coming to hear me preach, it'd be hard for anyone to stay humble. But John the Baptist did, and he did, and he did, consistently. He said, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie." Later, some of his disciples left him and followed Jesus. And John's attitude was, he, Jesus, must increase, and I, John, must decrease. John knew love was pointing to Jesus, not to himself. He made it absolutely clear that he was not the one. He was the voice. Here's the great question. When is it that you're most tempted to take glory for yourself in pride? Let's pray this great prayer from Raphael Cardinal Mary Del Val. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From my desire to be esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Amen. What a prayer. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 988. And in the meantime, whereas in The Voice, singers want their own voice to be recognized and affirmed, John, as The Voice, points away from himself to the Lord. May we live this day in love, giving glory to God, not seeking it for ourselves. Like John the Baptist, let's be content just being The Voice.